Good morning, everybody. So thank you for this opportunity. I'm just going to speak very briefly to introduce you to the National Dementia Office and give you just a couple of highlights of the work that's ongoing around the country. So the National Dementia Office was established in 2015 as part of the implementation of the National Dementia Strategy. Now, the office is led by Mary Manning, who's here today, and then myself and Dr. Emer Begley are the two senior project managers. We took up post last year at the beginning of 2017, and Dr. Suzanne Timmons then joined our team as clinical lead. So our vision for the office is that people with dementia and their family carers receive the supports and services they need to fulfil their potential and to maintain their identity, resilience and dignity as valued and active citizens in society. So really, I suppose our vision is very much informed by the principles that underpin the National Dementia Strategy, that of personhood and citizenship, where personhood highlights that people with dementia are intrinsically worthy of respect, and citizenship promotes the status of discriminated groups to that of a person entitled to the same from life as everybody else, a person of power. So what are we doing to translate that vision into practice? So I suppose the role of the office really is to oversee the implementation of the National Dementia Strategy. And we do that by ensuring that there is collaborative working and partnership working and innovation in dementia care. What we are doing is seeing that there is integration between the different elements of the strategy so that there's a holistic approach and that there is integration with the wider health and social care system. We want to ensure that the work that's happening will inform policy on a broader scale and ensure that, as I said, there's innovation in dementia care and support. And I suppose the reason that we're working in partnership and the reason why we're delighted to partner with Genio on today is that it's partnership working that will ensure that we don't become siloed, that where there is good practice happening, that can be shared and repeated around the country. And it's through meeting people and sharing those ideas and sharing that good practice that we can actually develop the dementia services and supports that are needed in the country. So the Irish National Dementia Strategy, I'm sure you're all familiar with it. It was launched in 2014. And the strategy identified 35 actions. And these were grouped under six priority action areas. Better awareness and understanding, timely diagnosis and early intervention, integrated services and supports, training and education, research and information, and leadership. So I'm not going to go through, there's work happening around all of those 35 actions, but I'm just going to choose a few highlights that I think may be of interest to you. So what I just want to touch on today is the Understand Together campaign, and you saw the ads, hopefully you noticed them up here on the screen as you were coming in. I want to give you a little bit of an update on the post-diagnostic support pathway project, on the dementia diagnostic project, a little bit about what's happening around education and training, and then the work that's happening to develop guidelines on the use of psychotropic medication. So firstly, the Understand Together campaign. Hopefully you've all either seen the television ads, heard the radio ads, they've used print and social media to bring the messages of the campaign to the general public. So those messages are very much around increasing awareness of dementia, a better understanding of dementia, and reducing stigma. One of the key messages is also about how communities can work together to make our communities and our society more dementia inclusive. So there has been very recently somebody who's been appointed in a joint ASI-HSC role as a community activation coordinator to develop a framework for how that work is actually going to be rolled out, that community activation work. I wanted to bring your attention to the Understand Together website. So this website was launched, I think it was July last year, and it has a lot of very good information, and it signposts to other resources that are available online. And I would encourage you to have a look at it if you haven't already, to see how it can be used for yourselves as professionals, but also to direct people to when they're looking for more information and more supports. For example, there is a service finder on the website, and currently what's on the service finder is all of the dementia-specific community supports that are available nationally. And you can search the service finder by county to find the supports that are in your area. Now, as with the website, it's not a completed piece of work. We are actually going to be working with CESRD, the Centre for Economic and Social Research on Dementia in Galway, who are doing an audit of all of the services that people with dementia access, because of course it's not just dementia specific services. And once we have that information, the service finder will be updated. And all of the services there are verified 3 times a year. So if you see something on the service finder that maybe needs to be updated, do please let us know and we can update that information or include something that you feel needs to be there. So the post-diagnostic support pathway project. So there is an identified gap in post-diagnostic supports, and I think Helen has very eloquently highlighted for us what that actually means after a person is given a diagnosis of dementia, if there isn't something there to support them, to give them the information that's needed for them at that time. So the post-diagnostic support pathway was established last year, and what's happened to date is there has been a scoping exercise to identify some of the good practices that are happening around the country and identify then where there are service gaps and support gaps. A review of information materials has been conducted so that we can ensure that there is information available for people to access when they need it. A review of international good and best practice has been completed. That was actually launched last month in Dublin. And a needs analysis is done. So we consulted with the Irish Dementia Working Group, with the Dementia Carers Campaign Network, to find out what was needed in terms of post-diagnostic supports. And we've been speaking to health and social care professionals as well. A steering group was convened in June of last year, and that group are working to develop a pathway of what, and it's a pathway that needs to be very flexible, because of course after diagnosis, a diagnosis can happen at any time and people are individual, so their needs after a diagnosis will be different. So the pathway is being developed to give an overview of what may be needed and flexible enough to be adapted to the individual. Now, some funding was secured through the Department of Health dormant account funds, and this is one of the pieces that this funding is being used for, is to establish and develop cognitive rehabilitation therapy, cognitive stimulation therapy and psychoeducational programs around the country. And the way we're doing this is there is going to be a grant call in mid-March where we're looking for people who want to develop or establish these programs. So we'll be looking for people to get their applications in, their submissions in, by mid-April. So Dr. Emer Begley is leading on this project, and if you'd like any more information, then do please contact her. Another project that's happening, there is other work happening around the development of community services. There was a mapping project that was done in conjunction with the Alzheimer's Society and the HSE. And now we're actually going around to all of the different CHO areas to speak to stakeholders to give them region-specific information that was gathered through that project and to work on developing dementia action plans for each of the regions. Just to mention as well that the memory technology resource rooms are being developed, but I know Sharon Richardson is going to be here talking about the establishment of the rooms in this region, so I'll leave that to her. Dementia diagnostic project, because we know that we need better diagnostic services, we need better pathways for people from that time when they are worried about their cognition to a diagnosis of dementia. We did a review of memory clinics in conjunction with DSIDC early last year, and I suppose what we found was that memory clinics differ quite a lot in their composition and in the services they provide, and also there's great geographical inequity in where these clinics are based. Over 50% of counties don't have a memory clinic. And we also knew from speaking to the Irish Dementia Working Group and the Dementia Carers Campaign Network that the story that Helen shared is not that unusual about long waiting times to get a definitive diagnosis. So we've established the project. It was established in October because we wanted to get the work on the post-diagnostic begun first. So a steering group has been established. We are in the middle of conducting a literature review so that we can identify best practice around diagnosis, around how to tell somebody about that diagnosis. We're doing a scoping exercise where we're just having a look, because of course it's not just in memory clinics that diagnosis occurs. A diagnosis occurs in general clinics as well. And what we are hoping to do is develop a diagnosis, or what we will do is develop a diagnostic pathway, a national diagnostic pathway, and that this work is linking very closely with the post-diagnostic work as well. Because really it's all one pathway, we've just broken it up so that we can work it all together. The last two pieces I wanted to touch on are around education training. Now, there's a lot more happening in education training than what I have up here. But I just wanted to let you know that we have done an education review, because what we wanted to do was bring together information on all the education that's available in the country, because there's a very broad range of education that's available for healthcare professionals, for people with dementia, for family carers. And I can tell you, even just from emerging, what we have is that there is very little education actually available for people with dementia. A lot of the education will focus on families and on staff caring for people with dementia. There are some excellent education initiatives and resources developed for GPs and primary care teams, and Tony Foley is going to speak to you about that in a moment. And an education program that has been developed for home care workers. This was developed in DCU last year. It's been piloted. It's a two-day education program. It can be delivered over 2 days or modularly. There's five modules in it. So the National Dementia Office, we're going to be governing the rollout of this education, and anybody who's interested in being involved in the rollout of this education, do please contact me. And finally, I just wanted to mention that Dr. Suzanne Timmins is leading on the development of clinical guidelines on psychotropic medication, because of course we know that it's essential that psychotropic medication is prescribed appropriately, and that there is overprescribing, which needs to be addressed. So those guidelines are being developed currently, and will be available later this year. That is my contact, and I would encourage anybody to do please contact the National Dementia Office if there's any more information you need or anything you'd like to become involved with. Thank you.